Hello, this is Dr. Adam Slaver, and this is Warrior Health, and today I'm going to speak to you about binge watching. Yes, binge watching, I know. It's something that many of us have fallen to, especially in the era of Game of Thrones, which thank God is over with, as well as Suits, which restarts on July 17th, and of course Billions as well. And I know from my own personal experience that I tend not to watch TV, and I tend not to spend time in front of the large LED screen I have here. It's more of a decorative item. And as it so turns, when I was going out with this woman, she was very much into Game of Thrones, and we decided that Adam was going to catch up, and Adam was going to get to season seven, where the two of us could enjoy the rest of the series. And as I continued that journey, I realized, one, that I wasn't enjoying the program, don't shoot me, I wasn't enjoying it as much as I thought I would. And two, I felt that it had certain negative influences on my life. But that being said, and the reason why I decided to speak about this today is because I actually just did a piece on an ABC affiliate about binge watching and its effects on our health. Yeah, it seems quite innocuous, you know, sitting back and watching a number of episodes, especially when it's so infrequent that we don't really think about what the long-term implications of binge-watching TV are. And they've done some studies and they've found that actually binge-watching can actually have a negative effect on your health. Well, think about it. What are you doing when you're binge-watching? You're just laying around, either on your couch or in your bed. And if you let this go on for quite some time and you repeat this behavior over and over and over again, you're not really moving much. And we know, it's very, very well proven, that sedentary lifestyle, inactivity, the lack of movement, all carry a higher risk for cardiovascular events. Think about them. You're not moving. You're not training your cardiovascular system. You're not doing anything to train your heart muscle and your vascular tree. So that being said, there are other problems with binge watching. When we sit and watch episode after episode after episode and find ourselves on a Sunday just basically being sucked into the vortex of this magical world that we are so enamored and entertained by, we're exposing our brain and our pineal gland to blue light. Now, blue light, as pretty as it is, actually affects our circadian rhythm. It affects our internal clock. And in doing so, what happens is it tells your brain, it tells your body, guess what? It's time to be awake. It's not time to sleep. In doing so, and as I've discussed many times before, we're interrupting our sleep cycle. And sleep, as we know, is not just downtime or dead time. It's actually time for your body to repair, restore, and get rid of things that aren't serving us anymore. And so sleep, in of itself, is extremely vital to your overall health. And that's how blue light and binge watching can affect your sleep. Another thing that binge watching does, and I'll admit it, is you're sitting in front of the TV and you get little pangs of hunger and you head off to the kitchen and you grab yourself a snack and you sit down and you eat. Or you grab for the bag of chips and salsa or some cookies or cake or something that probably would not serve us and we probably wouldn't have chosen had we been more active. So binge watching actually leads to binge eating. And we know that binge eating in of itself causes obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, blood pressure problems, cholesterol issues, and people gain weight. So here we are, not moving, binge eating, and messing up our sleep cycle. All these things, we know, are negative influences on our health. So what does one do, especially if you want to catch up to season 8 of Game of Thrones? I would suggest the following. Watch an episode or two, and move, stretch, or, even better, take your handheld device and put it in front of you while you're on the treadmill, the elliptical, the stair climber, and watch while you're exercising. So not only are you watching your favorite episodes and catching up, but also you're doing something positive for your body, something that will help you physically, mentally, emotionally, maybe even spiritually feel better. So I guess for me, I'm not going to binge watch, at least not regularly. And that's my plan, and I'm sticking to it. Because I enjoy feeling healthy and I enjoy my movement practice. And laying around the couch, eating nachos, I know is not my highest good. And with that, this is Binge Watching TV with Dr. Adam Splaver, and this is Warrior Health.